From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to huddle with House Republicans today to talk over the volatile family separations at the border with Mexico. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
President Trump and the House GOP are set for a crucial meeting. Lawmakers are pushing to end the policy of separating children from parents on the southern border. Legislation in the House could end the family separations, but it appears unlikely to pass. The Trump administration says family separations are required under the law and can only be ended by Congress. And Democrats say Trump is refusing to take responsibility for his own policy. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Tuesday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un began a two-day visit to Beijing. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has more.
Kim Jong-un's visit to Beijing was expected and is one way for China to highlight its crucial role in U.S. efforts to get North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. The United States has long looked to China to use its influence with North Korea to bring it to negotiations. But the visit comes as ties between Beijing and Washington are being tested by a major trade dispute. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump threatened on Monday to impose new tariffs on Chinese goods, prompting a swift warning from Beijing of retaliation. In a statement, Trump said he told the U.S. Trade Representative to start identifying targets for what would be a 10% tax. He's calling the move retaliation. Last week, after Trump pushed ahead with a separate $50 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese goods, Beijing then matched them with its own $50 billion worth of tariffs. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports UN Refugee Agency says a record 68.5 million people were forcibly displaced in 2017.
The continued crisis in places like South Sudan and Congo, as well as the exodus of Muslim Rohingya from Myanmar, raised the overall figure of forced displacements, says the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. The UNHCR says the figures debunk the flawed perception among some that a refugee crisis has affected more developed countries in the global north. It says 85% of refugees are in developing countries. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Arab coalition troops stormed the airport in Yemen's main port of Hodeidah Tuesday and captured large areas of the compound in battles with Iran-aligned Houthis, according to a Yemeni military source, the UAE news agency, and local residents. On Monday, the UAE Minister of State for Foreign Affairs urged Houthi rebels to withdraw.
We're sending a very clear signal to the Houthis and others that, you need to pull out. Because your days in the city are numbered, and we need to as much as possible to save the population.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says heavy fighting poses a danger to the warehouses used for humanitarian aid located in Yemen's port city. Japan's government has ordered an emergency inspection of cinder block walls at schools nationwide a day after an earthquake in Osaka killed five people, two of whom were crushed by falling walls. VOA's Luis Ramirez has that story.
Concrete walls made of stacked cinder blocks are a known risk in earthquakes, but the danger has been largely ignored, even though the current building codes call for walls built before 1981 to be upgraded. Japan introduced stricter quake-resistant standards in 1981 after cinder block walls caused 11 of 16 deaths in a 1978 quake in northern Japan. Japanese schools have largely upgraded the safety of classrooms and other buildings to meet current anti-quake standards, but many of the old cinder block walls have been left untouched. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Activists from Amnesty International Thailand gathered in front of Bangkwang Prison north of Bangkok Tuesday, following the country's first execution in 9 years. Terrasak Lungji was executed by injection Monday after being convicted of aggravated murder for stabbing his 17-year-old victim 24 times to take his mobile phone. The brutal killing, which took place in 2012, drew widespread anger in Thai society, and Terrasak's conviction was upheld in appeal and Supreme Courts. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.